A reading from Ezekiel chapter 36. Therefore say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations to which you came. And I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, and which you have profaned among them. And the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when through you I vindicate my holiness before their eyes. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. You shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. This is the word of the Lord.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Forever, the foundation of your house, and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. To the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thus says the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for the sake of my holy name. God's holy name has been slandered and profaned. The holy name of God has not been hallowed. It has not been kept holy, even by his own people. We have caused God to be dishonored among ourselves and among the nations. You have cursed and sworn. You have let Satan have his way with you. You have lied and deceived in his name. You have not called upon God's great name in every trouble. You have profaned his name among the nations by what you have done and by what you have left undone. We have a knack for that, a gift for making our Creator look bad to the world. Well, not a gift, really, more like a curse. Far as the curse is found, God's name is profaned. And the curse is everywhere, infecting all peoples and nations, corrupting even God's perfect creation, so that fields and floods, rocks, hills, and streams are all ruined by our disobedience, by our deliberate rebellion against God. Because of this sin, we are by nature unclean and unholy, set apart from God. Because of this disobedience, we were banished from Eden and from the promised land, punished in order that we might know the depth of our sin, that our sin might be made apparent to us, and that we may get it through our own thick skulls and understand our loss and even grieve for it. For this sin leads only to death. God gave us laws which were written to keep us clean, that we might even be able to be anywhere near the presence of God, if only temporarily. For God wants us near. He does not want to be apart from those whom he created, separated from those whom he loves. Yet we keep that law imperfectly, even wretchedly. We are far too self-absorbed to be virtuous, too selfish to really love our neighbor anywhere near as we care about ourselves. It's always more instantly gratifying to get off a good zinger against your foe than to speak kindly of him. It seems more satisfying to cave in to sexual temptation than to mortify the flesh. It's better for my ego to inflate my own orthodoxy in comparison to those around me. And don't even get me started on coveting. The theme of Advent is anticipation, all right. Anticipation for the stuff that I want. The things that Amazon suggests to me each day that I should buy now or put on my bloated wish list, which haunts me with stuff that I can't afford and probably don't need anyway. Do the nations know the Lord's name from our petty selfishness? Can others see my uncleanness from my uncleanness, my lack of God, my lack of love for God? Do we hallow his name when we lust after every two-bit God that crosses our path? How will God's name be known, and how will he save his people from their own hell-bent destruction when we are so unrighteous in our thoughts and deeds? Well, he won't. Not that way. Not because of our sake, but he will be known. His name will be hallowed, for it is certainly holy by itself. He will save his people. And therefore, says the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for the sake of my holy name. It's not for your sake, he says, but it is for your sake. It is for your salvation that the Lord acts to rescue his holy name from the slime that we have dragged it through. And by this means, he vindicates his holiness before the eyes of all, and he does it through his Son. He acts by rending the heavens and coming down in the flesh. He acts by entering Jerusalem on a donkey and marching toward his death on the cross. For the sake of his name, he humbled himself to be born a baby in a manger. For us men in our salvation, he was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary. He subjected himself to hunger and thirst, temptation and pain, the same hunger, thirst, temptation, and pain that you experience. He did this all on your behalf, in your place, in order to make his name holy, by making you holy. The Lord God acts through his Spirit poured out on you. He acts through the means of sprinkled clean water and spoken word. He acts, and it is for his name's sake, and it is for your forgiveness and your salvation. Thus says the Lord God, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Thus says the Lord God, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Thus says the Lord God, this is my body, this is my blood given to you for the forgiveness of sins. The Lord God says thus for the sake of his holy name. And this God who acts on your behalf and for his name is the King of glory who comes through the everlasting gates in order that you might come through those gates too. In holy baptism, he cleans you from all your uncleanness and from all your idols. At the font, he gives you a new heart and a new spirit. He makes you his own child as he washes you in the blood of the Lamb and clothes you in his own righteousness. Thus says the Lord God, blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right to the tree of life and that they may enter the city by the gates. God has acted, and you are saved because of it. God has acted, and you will now dwell in the land he gave your fathers, the Holy Christian Church, and there, here, in the midst of his name, we are his people, and he is our God. In Jesus' name. Amen.